listening to Undercountry Music with Neil Smith. Digging under the surface, finding the underground country music, news, and interviews, and bringing them to you.
Flinging and singing. And that's the way I'm bringing it to you. Welcome to Undercountry Music, episode 168. Sorry I'm late. I missed the bus. Anyway, it is time to crank up the banjos, boys and ladies. Well, welcome to episode 168. I am your sensual show host, Neil Smith, coming to you from high atop my podcast and broadcasting tower overlooking my neighbor's yard in a very creepy fashion in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The exact geographical center of the state of Tennessee. I'm not just talking about Murfreesboro. I'm talking about where I live. Exactly where I'm sitting right now. It's like I'm drawing energies from all four corners of the state. In short, that means I suck. Anyway, if you're just tuning in for the first time and you have no idea what you're in for, here's the deal. I play lesser-known country and country-ish artists that are doing something a little more original than that crap you hear on the radio. All right? Got it? That's sort of the whole premise of my show here. Around the middle of the doohickey here, I round up the week in country music news, but since it's been like 2 weeks since I put out the last episode, I'm rounding up the past couple weeks in country music news this week. And then later on, I take two lesser-known country artists and I throw them into the octagon of death and let them battle it out in the segment otherwise known as the Under Country Music 1-2 Song Punch. Anyway, are you ready to get into it? I certainly am ready to get into our first segment of the day, which is the Under Country Music Mail.
Dad is on a 3-day drunk, and Mama's stuck in jail. At least we still can sit around and read the Undercountry Music Mail.
And this week's chunk of mail comes from Elizabeth Kween. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, from Signal Flow PR. And, I'll tell you what. This week, as in most weeks where we have the mail, I call on our famous mail boy, which is Evan Neil Smith, otherwise known as my 5-year-old son, to read it. Evan, mail boy, are you here, mail boy?
McYummy, McDummy, poo-poo, stinky, poo-poo, stink bomb, cutie.
All right, well, I guess mail boy is not... in the zone today, so I'm gonna bring this one. Okay, anyway, here it goes. Hey Neil, a while back you featured a song from one of my clients, Cold Blooded Killer by Faith Evans Ruck. They really ought to like include the pronunciations of the names when they do this stuff. Anyway, I've got another artist I think you may like, and I'm hoping you'll check him out. Brian Hayes, I think I got that one right, is a Memphis-based country artist who just released a new album called Father Down the Line. Brian wrote some of the songs on this record while deployed in Iraq with the U.S. National Guard. He chose to put his music career on hold to serve his country, and it represents his first full-length record of new material since 2006. I hope you'll take a listen to the album and consider it for review on Country Standard Time. What the F? I get no respect, I tell you. I get no respect. Anyway, you can stream or download it here, and she gives the link. Okay. Anyway, cheers, Elizabeth Cowen. Cowen. Signal Flow PR. All right. Well, Elizabeth, what can I possibly say after receiving a letter like this? And yeah, everyone, I did actually touch base with Elizabeth, and she did intend to send it to me. She just kind of copied and pasted over from a letter that she'd written to Country Standard Time and forgot to change it over to Under Country Music. It's no big deal. Anyway, I replied to Elizabeth. I let her know that if Brian Hayes put his music career on hold to go and serve our country in a time of war, quite honestly, I would play his music even if it sucked. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for sending this one in, and thank you, Brian, for your service to our country. And I am proud to announce that after personally listening to this song, it actually does not suck. Except I am a little bit confused about the song title, because Elizabeth put it as Father down the line. And looking at the actual track, it says Farther Down the Line. You know, earlier this morning, my 5-year-old son was calling me the Farter down the line. Looking forward to celebrating with me on Farter's Day coming up. And so then, you know, we had a lot of fart jokes and everything, you know, pull my finger and, you know, is there a duck in here? All that fun stuff that you get to do with your little 5-year-old son while your wife looks upon quite disapprovingly, knowing that she'll have to undo all this stuff before church on Sunday and especially before kindergarten starts. Where was I? Oh, yes, I'm going to play this damn song by Brian Hayes. Here he is, Brian Hayes with Father Farther Down the Line, here on Under Country Music, episode 168.
Pick up your things, baby, pack your bags real tight. The die's been cast and we're leaving here tonight. Just Americana hearts growing high up on the vine. Well, are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Freedom's just a metaphor, some will say. And a dreamer just dreams their life away. Well, I'm dreaming of freedom with you here by my side. So are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Paying our dues one dream at a time. Looking in the rearview at what we've left behind. Are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? This old world, it sure can beat you down. It can steal your heart with all its thorny crowns. If you go chasing after glitter and the shine, well, are you too far gone or are you farther down the line? Are you too far gone or are you farther down the line? Paying your dues one dream at a time. Looking in the rearview at what you've left behind. Are you too far gone or are you farther down the line? Just keeps ticking every day. It's reminding us that time is slipping away. When that clock up on the wall finally chimes, well, are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Paying our dues one dream at a time. Looking in the rearview at what we've left behind. Are we too far gone or are we farther down the line? Are we too far gone or are we farther down the line?
Good stuff there from Brian Hayes. And if you dig that, well, even if you don't dig it, you can find Brian Hayes at brianhayesmusic.com. That's right. And you know, any of the artists that you hear on this show, you can just go to undercountrymusic.com and find their links right there. All right, you got it? All right, good, because it is time now for the Under Country Music News! Yeah! Kind of stammered over my words there for a second. Been a couple weeks since I've done that one. I used to do this show every single week like clockwork, and it got just frustrating because I know it sounds hard to believe, but it is hard to find four somewhat newly released independent or lesser known country music songs that don't suck. And I need at least four of them to do my show. And you know, I get a lot of crap. It takes me a while to sift through crap in order to bring you this show. So, you know, I figured I'm going to stop busting my hump every week. And, you know, I'll sit around, you know, after I get it off, I take a week off, then I start looking around for new country music. And, you know, I put a new episode out once I get four songs that don't suck. And, you know, that's how I'm doing it these days. And if it takes a couple weeks to get a new episode out, and I just don't care. I'd rather put a new episode out every couple of weeks and have it be good than to force it every week and, you know, have it not be as good. I like quality over quantity, and I know that's not usually the magic formula for audience building and all the, you know, focus group stuff I've seen about how to grow your audience in podcasts, you know. Matter of fact, the rhythm that they say to grow your best audience is to do like two or three shows a week. I just can't do that. You know, maybe if I was getting, you know, lots of money thrown at me, or at least some money thrown at me, and I had a bigger well of artists to choose from, and I could go through a pile and find four good songs a little quicker than I do now, you know, then that might happen somewhere down the line. But as of right now, I'm cool. Cool as a cucumber, bringing you Under Country Music and Under Country Music News, which is the portion of the show where I go on to Google and I type in the three little words every country babe loves to hear: country music news. And interesting thing I've found is that many of these country music news outlets that appear on the first page of Google don't have much in the way of country music news. They've got a lot of fluff pieces, a lot of press releases, and just a lot of junk that they've just to fill up space. But usually I can find one or two good stories that are actually newsworthy and worthy of bringing to you. So I get one or two from this website, one or two from that website, so on and so forth, until I've got, you know, a good chunk of the essential real country music news, and then I can bring it to you so that you don't waste your time bouncing around to all these places. I've done that work for you. I am your country music news concierge. Oh, now there is one last little tidbit of business to get to before we get into the country music news of the week or two past. And that is that if I go onto a website that purports to have country music news, and they are on the front page of Google purporting they have country music news, but I go on there and it's just all junk and fluff, like, what does Brett Eldridge like to scratch his back with? Remove the hair from his ears with, his favorite ear hair removal tool or something like that. If that's the best they can do, I reward such terrible websites with the dreaded Under Country Music News Wet Belch of the Week. And it sounds a little something like this. Yes, that was a real belch from me just now. I do have the ability to belch on cue. It's one of the many talents I have. But belches are like snowflakes. No two smell exactly alike. Anyway, let's get into it. I got to tell you, warning here, I got a lot of sad news in here. The first story is not sad, but I got a lot of sad stories coming up. But anyway, our first story is not sad. Our first couple stories are not sad ones, so that's good. We are going to start off on a little positive note here. Over at CMT, they have a story that Tim McGraw, fresh off his role in the movie Tomorrowland, which was a pretty cool movie, by the way, has apparently still got that acting bug, and he is set to star in a new faith-based film, no pun intended, to his wife, called The Shack. Also, no pun intended to his wife. But anyway, apparently this movie is about a guy who listens to God to uncover clues about his daughter's murder. Well, alrighty then. Also, the number one country album this week, according to CMT, and, well, everybody else who follows this stuff, like Billboard.com, it does belong to Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard's Django and Jimmy album. You know what? I got to listen to this entire album about a week ago while I was on the can. You know, I like push play and let it stream over by the sink while I, you know, stunk up the room there. And I got to tell you, it was, if anything were fresh about that room, it was that album. It's easily the best country album I've heard in a very long time. But, you know, then again, I can't remember the last time I listened to an entire country album. Anyway, it was really good. Now, was it the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life? No, it wasn't. But it was really, really, really good. And these guys absolutely deserve to be at the top of the charts once again. Number one, and I bet you don't and won't hear any of these songs on the radio, which is unfortunate. But nonetheless, Willie and Merle are on top of the world once again, and all is right with the world once again. Thank you, Willie. Thank you, Merle. By the way, there were parts of that album that just knocked me on my butt and said, wow, that's good stuff. So, I mean, I fully recommend get a listen on that album, okay? Anyway, we're going to go over to Taste of Country. This one's a sad one, okay? Joey and Rory, the country duo, they could be using your prayers right about now, as Joey Feek is once again battling cervical cancer. And this is just 1 year after the birth of their first child. Everyone, let's lift them to the Lord before our heads hit the pillow tonight, if we could, please. And, more bad news from the world of country music. Thunder on the Mountain Music Festival, which was to be held from June 26th to June 28th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark, Arkansas, has been canceled. Carrie Underwood and Zac Brown were slated to be headliners at this festival, along with many, many, many other top country acts. No reason has yet been given for the cancellation, other than it was not due to sponsors. And according to the story on Taste of Country, the refund process for those who have already bought tickets was not made clear on the website for the festival, at least not at the time of the publishing of that story. Anyway, moving on. Country Weekly. And this week's country music news, it just keeps getting suckier and suckier. As the legendary Grand Ole Opry star Jim Ed Brown has died of cancer just 1 week after being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's probably best known for his song, Papa Top. He was 81 years of age. God rest you, Jim Ed Brown. TheBoot.com is reporting that James Otto has signed with Blaster Records, which is probably best known as the label home of Montgomery Gentry, who also have some new music out recently. All right, moving along to Country Standard Time. Now, this website is typically more of a roll call of the smaller stories in country music, but usually has a lot of interesting stuff, you know? They do a lot of stories on people who are kind of footnotes in country music. But it's pretty cool. But a lot of the interesting stuff, such as country singer Randy Howard has been killed in a shootout with a bounty hunter. Wow. And Brett Eldridge is about to drop his second album. Two tragic stories right in a row there, huh? Read all about it at Country Standard Time. Right, and we're going to wrap it up here with Rolling Stone Country, who are have a story over there, article, but Don Henley of the Eagles getting ready to release a country album called Cass County. It will feature such guests as Merle Haggard, Mick Jagger, Alison Krauss, Miranda Lambert, Martina McBride, Ashley Monroe, Dolly Parton, Lucinda Williams, and Trisha Yearwood. Now, I hope it's all new original stuff and not covers or redoing his past hits or anything stupid like that, which a lot of stars do when they trot out, you know, the A-list, you know, guests. You know, it's usually rehashed, redone songs. So I hope this is all brand new original stuff. I would certainly hope so, because it's, you know, the article says he's been kind of working on it in and out of studios for the past 5 years. I would hope 5 years of work is more than rehashing old stuff. And, well, I look forward to it, and I hope it doesn't suck. The early Eagles albums that were more on the countryside certainly did not suck, and it would be nice to hear Don Henley getting back to some of that stuff. And guess what? Nobody gets the belch today. It's a belchless show, other than, you know, the demonstration belch I did earlier. And this has been your Country Music News! And here's a little song from a Christian country duo named Southside Drive. And a song's called Walkin' Louisiana. You're listening to episode 168 of Under Country Music with your pal and my pal, because I like me, Neil Smith.
I'm walking.
And that was Southside Drive with Walkin' Louisiana. Interesting sound, unique sound. And, you know, something interesting about them. And it actually shouldn't be interesting because, you know, quite honestly, it shouldn't really matter. But it's just something you don't see very much, which is why I'm going to mention it, is, you know, that's actually a black lady who is the lead singer there. And you just don't see a lot of black ladies singing country. Well, I mean, that's more like a blues Memphis infused, you know, South style thing. But still, it's I thought it was a pretty cool combination. It's kind of like the Southern Memphis blues kind of dealio, and the fact that they're a Christian duo too is pretty awesome. Anyway, what time is it? It is time to take two innocent little independent and lesser known country artists and shove them into the octagon of death, otherwise known as the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch. And this week, we got a couple dilly whappers for you. That's right. Who do we got here? We got, both of our artists come from Cyber PR. Yes, our favorite little online PR sort of dealio there, which actually they do an amazing job for their artists. But we've got a couple artists here who are going to step into the octagon of death and see who comes out on top. First one over in the red corner, we have Rebel House Radio and their song Give My Time Away. Well, it's butt-kicking time, baby, so you better be bringing a can of whoop-ass to the octagon of death! And over in the blue corner, we have the Alpine Camp with Regrets of a Cosmic Mountaineer. Well, Cosmic Mountaineer, I hope you brought your frickin' laser gun to the octagon of death so you can blow somebody's ass off. Because that's what it's going to take today. Are you ready to get bloody? Are you ready to get into it? Ding, ding, MFers. Ding, ding. Let's bring out Rebel House Radio with their song, Give My Time Away. You are listening to Undercountry Music, episode 168. This is the 1-2 Song Punch.
Give my time away. Give my time away. Give my time away. Give my time away. time away. I give my time away. Give my time away.
House Radio, throwing it down hard with Give My Time Away. Doesn't sound like the typical stuff you're going to hear on the radio, and that's kind of the point, isn't it? All right, let's go to the blue corner and see what they bring in over at the Alpine Camp. They got their song Regrets of a Cosmic Mountaineer, and let's see if it can kick the Rebel House Radio's but right here on the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch.
I'll leave this rodeo before I get too old. These stars have guided me through stories I have told. And when the trail leads out, my boots don't wanna go. I piled up years too many to fold. Travel, my road don't seem to end. I've been there, picked a ride past every next last bend. And who say I'm making headway on this path? We're still around, I guess, and we'll be to the last. And I ain't never gonna be the better one, so that's my notion. That I can put everybody a letter to cause it ends this way. And if you keep a lot of faith about a mile of mine, my conscience used to play a part in what I did, but over time I've learned to teach it and forbid. The way I used to have a feeling for these souls, and now I'm just still Roger, ready to control. And which philosophy will lead a man to this? To take a sample, leave a turn, and then dismiss. Come back to verify the lessons we've run. These types of findings we've found can't be undone. And I ain't never gonna be the better one, so that's my notion. That I can put everybody a letter to the color that ends this way. And if you keep a lot of faith about a mile of mine of ocean, then you would never have a doubt about it for me. Get out of the way.
You like that one, huh? The Alpine Camp Regrets of a Cosmic Mountaineer. Oh my, this is a good one. And both came courtesy of Cyber PR. And Cyber PR has been very, very good to Undercountry Music over the past few years. And I'd like to give them a big public thank you. But unfortunately, one of their bands has to go down in the pit of death. So let's take it to the judges. Judge number one scores the match 17-25 in favor of Rebel House Radio and Give My Time Away. Judge number two scores the match 50-39 for the Alpine Camp Regrets of a Cosmic Mountaineer. And judge number three scores the match 45-12. The Alpine Camp Regrets of a Cosmic Mountaineer. All right, so let's break down the scoring here. All right, both of them very original. Not the stuff you hear on the radio. That's good. Rebel House Radio, very good. Good song. Alpine Camp, now I got to give it to the Rebel House Radio in terms of production value. The Alpine Camp, I had to re-EQ that for this show. I mean, the highs were just unbearable, so I had to pull down the highs in the EQ. So that I didn't enjoy doing. But the one that, you know, and they were both really original songs, so it came down to which one had the more country type of flavor, seeing how this is a country music show. And that is the criteria that I used to give the nod to the Alpine Camp, because their stuff had more of a country flavor than Rebel House Radio, and that's why they walk out of the Octagon of Death and Rebel House Radio lays bleeding on the mat. That's the way it goes when you step into the Octagon of Death. You just never know. It's your day to take the belt, or it's your day to take the belt. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway, I'm going to get into my laundry list wrap up here. Yeah, you don't know how you're listening to this. You want to figure out how to listen to it some more. Well, you could subscribe on iTunes. Just go to the podcasting section and type in Under Country Music. It should come right up. Click the button that says subscribe. You'll get it automatically, and it's free. Or just go to your Stitcher Smart Radio app, which also carries the show. Or just go to undercountrymusic.com, and it'll have all your options right there. If you use a different thing to listen to your podcast on your phone or whatnot, you can go to undercountrymusic.com, and then you can grab the RSS feed over on the side there, or, you know, on just about any app that has a search function, you can just type in Under Country Music, and it should appear for you, and you should be able to subscribe that way. If not, then you're probably using something really funky, and you ought to probably use something else. Right? Also, got a few internet radio stations carry the show. You know, bless them, and thank you so much for your support. Anyway, I'm going to get the hell on out of here. It's been a long couple of weeks. Been working my butt off, and I'm getting ready to hit the hay here. And I'm going to leave you a friend of mine. His name is Count Drahoon, and his uncle Tim. They cut a song, and it sounds like they cut it with a boombox, but that's okay, because it's about death and dismemberment. And, you know, that's really all we need here today on the obituary episode of Under Country Music. They got a song called The Cremation of Sam McGee, and I'm going to leave you with that cheery little tune as I get the heck on out of here. Thanks for hanging out with me so much. You know, there's a lot better ways you could have been spending your time, but since you decided to piss it away with me, the least I can do is thank you for doing so. I'm Neil Smith. This has been Under Country Music, episode 168. Stay under, stay country.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who bowl for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that will make your blood run cold. The Northern Lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. It was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd closed, then the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low, I couldn't say no. And then he says with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So won't you to swear that foul or fire you'll cremate my last remains?" Pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh, God, how I loathe the thing! And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd awful seen to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked." Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear that you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm." Well, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who mole for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The Northern Lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge on Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee.
You have been listening to Under Country Music with Neil Smith. Please visit undercountrymusic.com to listen, subscribe, and share. Thanks for listening.